At the end of the last legislative session, lawmakers were tasked by Governor Patrick to provide short-term funding to prevent service cuts to the MBTA while moderating fare hikes. The changes took effect immediately to raise fares, which sparked controversy in itself. But also included in the bill was language that would require the Department of Transportation Board to find a long-term funding fix for Massachusetts' public transit needs and roads and bridges. Deirdre Cummings, legislative director of MassPIRG, a group which monitors state public policy, commented on the bill's expansion of the State Transportation Board from 5 to 7 members.
There is a huge job on the table to get done. And the legislature, in passing the law, wanted to make sure that the DOT, the board, had the capacity to do that. It is a huge job.
MassDOT Secretary Richard Davey said that the governor sent all 5 board members letters asking if they'd like to reapply for the new 7-member board.
The governor administration did send the board members a letter thanking them for their service with the previous incarnation of the board, and then wanted to know whether they wish to serve in the future.
Some controversy has already bubbled up about the board's restructuring. According to an article in the Boston Globe, former board member Frederick Alvaro Jr. expressed that he did not think he would be reappointed to the new 7-member board. Alvaro was critical of the state's commuter rail service and also voted against the move raising the MBTA fares. In speaking about the situation and the possible speculation that the move to restructure is purely political, Secretary Davey said that Mr. Alvaro had already been reappointed to the former board before.
The appointments were on an annual basis. So, for example, Director Alvaro had already been reappointed. So if, you know, as has been speculated, if the administration was somehow or some reason unhappy with Fred, we had an opportunity not to reappoint him already. We reappointed him because we think he adds a lot of value to the board. So, you know, I think in terms of controversy, it's really much to do about nothing.
Secretary Davey said that restructuring has most to do with streamlining and bringing more minds to the table to tackle the process of properly addressing the state's transportation needs. The bill approved by the legislature also allows certain projects to be approved by the secretary without board approval.
The secretary can move contracts along with the value of $15 million or less without board approval, so paying contracts. So this was really a way to streamline and improve the governance.
Deirdre Cummings says that MassPIRG will be keeping an eye on the new board to make sure that their long-term tasks are followed through.
We are focused on making sure that that study gets done, that it's not delayed, and comes up with a roadmap, so to speak, on how we're going to invest in that infrastructure, roads and public transportation that we know the public needs and wants, and we need that to maintain a vibrant economy.
A call to the governor's office was not returned in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.